o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Let's get back to your calls. Packers lose to the Minnesota Vikings 31-29. Not a scoregami, I'm sure. Even though Jesse keeps track of that. Let's go up to Minnesota, where Spencer, who called earlier then at a meeting, and now that meeting is over, and he's able to rejoin our show, which, do I question his priorities? Sure. Am I glad that he called back? No doubt. Spencer, good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, I guess all things considered good. I'm surprised I feel as optimistic as they do after being down 28 rip.
Yeah,
all things considered, not bad.
I feel like that's the prevailing vibe that I got from fans. Unless, Tausch, am I wrong about the post-game show? Were there a lot of angry people or no?
I think people are, they're upset about the kicking situation because I think you feel like you could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think anyone is irritated about a young football team with a quarterback coming back. The fact that it's the Vikings, yes. And the fact that it was as bad as it was in the first half. But if you told us that we wouldn't have our starting quarterback for half of the beginning of this season, year 2-2, I think people would take that.
Yeah, you just would have thought that they won the two with the starting quarterback and lost the two without him. Spencer, what do you got? I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
All good. Positives, negatives, positive. I mean, low-hanging fruit, like you said, but Jordan Love, just kind of the dog in him, too, to play through his leg injury. We saw it was kind of slowing him down. But my favorite play of the day yesterday, and it wasn't, you know, a completion or anything, but in the red zone where he broke those two tackles, I don't know if it was second or third down, and still got the pass off. I mean, it wasn't great, but I love that. That's what got my heart going was, oh, my God, he is, you know, the whole Brett Favre of all that going on. I know the picks weren't great and all that, but I really enjoyed watching him banged up, getting out of two tackles and still get the ball off. That was awesome. Negative, I mean, Wilde, you mentioned it, and I think it'll probably be a big story this week, but the whole Josh Jacobs, you know, the running back situation thing, it's one of those where it's, and it's came up a lot more in the last couple of years, but this, you know, who's in charge of the franchise? What's this relationship like between LaFleur and Goody? Because, all right, you know, the big knock on Aaron Jones was, what, he's older, he gets banged up, he can't carry a full load, all that. Well, if you're pulling Josh Jacobs in passing situations, he can't carry a full load either, right? So what kind of discussions are going on within this building where, I mean, Aaron Jones, more productive this year, more yards overall, hasn't gotten hurt, more touchdowns than Josh Jacobs. I know we're only a quarter into the season here, but you created more of an issue for Matt LaFleur to have to coach up Josh Jacobs going into this season, and now he's already, you know, pulling him in this game when we had Aaron Jones. It's like we went out of our way to create, I don't know, hopefully the same amount of talent in the backfield that we already have.
So, and thanks for the call, Spencer. Good work. Just for those of you curious, Aaron Jones played 56 snaps yesterday. That was 82% of the Vikings' 68 snaps. By comparison, the Packers ran 76 offensive plays. Josh Jacobs played 46, which is 61%. Emmanuel Wilson played 30 snaps. That's 39%. So it wasn't a 50-50 split by any means, but eight carries for Wilson, nine for Josh Jacobs. Look, being down 21-0, got no problem abandoning the run. Then 28-0, I got no problem with that. But when my only point was when you got close, then you could run your offense the way you run your offense. That was the only nit that I was picking on maybe the approach with the running backs. All right, let's keep going with the calls. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Charles in Brookfield. Charles, you're in charge. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just calling in. Wanted to ask you guys how you thought Quay did yesterday. I thought he did well. He had that big stop on third down and forced the Vikings to punt. And then he obviously had that sack, too. So it was good to see some positive things out of him. Yeah, that's all I got. I just wanted to see what you guys thought of him. Love you guys.
I love you too. Thanks for the call, Charles, and the brevity. Tausch, I did think, as he pointed out, the two plays that he made, I feel like, and this is what we talked about earlier in the season with Quay Walker, that, again, a guy in a new system that they think is going to fit him very well, looked like he got better, and it was a better performance. I think he still had maybe a missed tackle or two on Aaron Jones at one point. But are you encouraged by his trajectory?
I need to see more. I still think that he, from reading the play and comprehending it, going and getting it, I don't know if instinctually if he's where you want to be. So for as much as I love his talent and what he can do, I still need to see more on a consistent basis. If I'm going to pay him, because you're going to have a decision to make with Quay, whether or not he's going to be your guy moving. Yeah, a lot of decisions. If you want to pay him and have him as your guy, or if Edgerrin Cooper ends up becoming that guy, I'll be curious. He's going to need to play better than what he's playing, I believe, if Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball are going to give him a big, fat new contract. I think he's going to need to be better than what we've seen.
Let's get to one more call. Let's go to Mark. Driving back from the game, he clearly did not leave early to beat the traffic.
Holy cats. I know. They got to get there.
We were all about to make the same joke.
Too many clog points up there getting out of games. I do know that. But this might be an all-time record.
Mark, how's the drive going?
Actually, we're coming through Milwaukee right now, and we are stuck in construction, so we are in a clock point.
Pesky. What time did you leave? You leave right after the game?
3:30.
No. We went up on Friday, and we've been up there since Friday. We got an Airbnb, and we stayed four nights.
Nice. Did you pay the cleaning fee?
No, we actually cleaned.
Did the person who runs the Airbnb try to meet up with you at some point while you were staying there?
Like Jesse.
Our guy in St. Louis.
No, actually, our guy, the owner, was very cool. The only downfall was they didn't leave us enough toilet paper.
That's a problem. I'm not going to lie.
That's blanky. That's very blanky.
All right, Mark, while you're stuck in that construction on 43, what do you got for us?
Really quick, my positive, I heard you guys talking about Matt LaFleur's rant. I consider that a positive. I'm sorry. Okay. But the air was taken out of that stadium. When that score was, 28-0?
That's what it was.
And it was crazy. And I was watching LaFleur. That side judge was completely ignoring him.
Uh-huh.
He had every right to do what he did, and I don't hold him accountable for anything. You got to do what you got to do to get your team fired up, to get the crowd back in it, because the crowd was dead. In the beginning, it was the loudest game I've ever been to. It was a Milwaukee game. Milwaukee crowds are always loud. And when they took off on the first series with the first few downs, that stadium was roaring.
Nice.
It was roaring. Now, my negative on this is our punting or our kicking situation. I was watching Narvis in pregame. We went into the game about an hour before, and I was watching him bang everything. And I think he actually hit a 63-yarder with room to spare. And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, maybe this kid's going to be okay this game. Let's hope. Came down and kicked, and he twinked, and then he went wide. What was it, wide right?
Wide right. Everything's right. Everything's right with him. He's like Tausch spraying his drives.
It's like I don't understand it. I don't know if it's nerves. I don't know. But I tell you what, I got another one more positive, and that's our punter. If our guy can punt from our own end zone and go to their 20, that's insane. That guy is amazing. I love him.
Yeah. Yep. Daniel Whelan, the Irishman, he had a great day. And he had their best play of the game.
I like that drop kick, onside kick, too.
And Mark, safe travels home. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you, buddy. What did you make of that? Because I know that now you have to. Okay.
Thanks.
You've made that clear. I've never seen that. As you know, you're 29 on the beat. I had never been to covered a game where they did a drop kick onside kick. Now, wasn't there some, didn't like Tom Brady try to do a drop kick for like a field goal at one point in his career? I vaguely
Tom
remember
Tupa.
That.
Tom Tupa did, not
no.
Tom Brady.
I'll fact no, check Tom myself.
Tupa. Yeah, go ahead and check. Tom Tupa tried.
Let me close
Doug
out
Flutie.
My.
Doug Flutie also tried the drop kick. Belichick loved the drop kick.
Let me close out WebMD where I was looking up the ingredients and goals of cough syrup and switch to NFL drop kick Googling instead. But does that mean that they just think that this is a clever way to do it in this new world where you have to announce that you're doing the onside kick because of the rules? Or is the Narv dog not adept at it? Like, why do you think they did something that I personally had never seen?
Yeah, probably uniqueness and trying to find something different that maybe wasn't on film, or Narveson can't do onside kicks. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I have a hard time. I understand emotion is a big part of football. It has to be. And I want my coach to get me fired up.
Uh-huh.
But I don't understand how you and old boy here can just sit here and say, oh, it's no big deal. You went from second and goal at the half-inch line to second and almost 16. And you guys are fine with it. I don't understand that. I don't.
Yeah, I understand your point. I'm watching a compilation of drop pick kicks now in the NFL. It's a four-minute video. I don't know if it has all the drop kicks in NFL history, but there can't be very many of them. I agree. Again, I don't want to have people saying that you back down, so I know you're not willing to back down on this.
I'm not. I'm not a California.
I'll back down
when I need to.
But you never really answered the question on whether what he did deserved the penalty. You just kept saying, well, that's what, he got one. He got it. He got it. Like, again, if he said things about Bill Vinovich's mother and used a Jamar Chase-style blue streak of profanities, fine. But, again, I don't know how it's a very simple scenario for the officials. Clearly, the coach is going to want to call a timeout. We all zone out. I've been known to zone out during the show. I know people zone out when I'm talking. I don't blame them. But that was he's trying to get their attention. Jumping up and down and running down the field, and I don't think it merited a penalty. I don't.
Okay.
So I understand that getting a penalty there is bad, but I'm not sure the crime fit the punishment. Cuz it was their mistake and the officiating crew. That's all. All right. We need to play trivia, so we're not a day behind on trivia. The sports weekend recap. Are you having Chrissy do these two for you, Jesse, or no?
I wrote the questions, but Chrissy will be answering the phone and playing along with the contestant coming up here. So we can
Along with the contestant.
Yeah. You know, like hitting the buttons and everything. I'm just going to stand
hitting
back.
Hitting the buttons.
Yeah,
and
you know,
everything.
I'm going to pull
is
a Tausch from the last 2 weeks.
Is the Milwaukee crowd the one that gets castigated, or is it the Green
no,
Bay
No, it's
crowd.
Always the Milwaukee crowd. We all turn our noses up at those Milwaukee crowd people.
They're too quick to
boo. And why is that? Because they're loud, they're quieter, and they sell their ticket. What do we not like about
I don't know.
Milwaukee
there was,
they're
I will
angrier,
say,
right here.
There was a noticeable, there was a lot of purple. More than I expected. Like, I had heard reports that there was about 20% purple going into the game. It looked like it was more than that, at least on the side of the field that was opposite of the press box. All right, let's play trivia. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We will play trivia with caller 10 after Tausch tells us. Oh, boy. Your picnic
Narvy.
Was ruined, Jerry. And so were your prize Narvy. Pick, Nick.
Yeah, I thought I had a pretty good little weekend. Said it was the last weekend of the Caleb Williams entry that you had that opportunity. And old Narvy, all he needed is 1.5 made field goals, and that was nowhere close to being it. But I still had a great time. Prize Picks, the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And It's just you versus the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll ahead. Jaden Reed, more. That was fun. Yeah, good laughs. Narvi, 1.5. Just put the ball through the upright, son. Nope. Not happening for me, but it could have for you. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. And download, for first-time users, download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run
your
game.
Aww.
Well, that lacked a certain amount of energy.
You know what that response was?
That was low T. That's what that was. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we get to trivia, and before we get to Mike, the wedding DJ, our contestant for today, Tausch was right. The last successful drop kick in the National Football League performed in 2006 on his final play as an NFL player, Doug Flutie, booting an extra point with a drop kick for the Patriots. Now, here's what really piqued my interest. Before that, Mark Tauscher for $1 million. I don't have $1 million. Who was the most recent player to drop kick successfully in an NFL game before that? You have no idea. You're never going to get this. I can give you 1,000 guesses. Yeah, no. Ray Scooter McLean in 1941. And if that name sounds familiar, he was the Packers coach that went 1-10-1 in his only season and was replaced by Vince Lombardi. And now you know the rest of the story. Let's play trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Mike, the wedding DJ.
Why don't we just do those trivia questions?
Because Jesse worked very hard on his. That would have been good trivia. I agree.
Yeah.
Jesse took the low hanging fruit of the weekend recap.
I kind of like the Jesse. At some point, I'd like that where it's all like in a chain. This happened, and then who replaced him, and then what happened? Like it's like almost a story, trivia story week on Wilde and Tausch. That could be fun.
So just for you, tomorrow for Badgers Trivia Tuesday, I will come up with a story to be told from the three Badgers questions we ask tomorrow.
You ask for a lot, man.
What happened in the first quarter on Saturday that had Badgers fans believing? What happened in the third quarter that everyone upset?
Yeah, that's not the story we want to tell. All right, Mike, good morning. How are you?
I am hanging in there on this post-Packer loss Monday.
Okay, well, don't get too downtrodden, and I'm sure there's a wedding coming up this weekend that'll raise your spirits. Tausch,
are you
still on trivia sabbatical, or now that you're back
no,
in Wisconsin, are you back on trivia?
I'm back, baby.
Great to have you back,
and here we go. In a highly anticipated game on Saturday, which of these teams came back from down 28-0, took the lead with just over 2 minutes left, but lost 41-34?
The Georgia Bulldogs. That was one of the best games I've ever seen in my life. Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow. There you go. Boom.
I watched the entire game. That was an unbelievable game.
You know, it was irritating. We got on the plane after.
We got on the plane
after a very disappointing finish to the USC game. No live TV. No Georgia Alabama game on the way home. Very, very, very frustrating.
Uh huh.
I don't like.
Very, very, very frustrating.
All right, question two, Mike. is this.
Yep.
Which NFL team scored the most points on Sunday? Was it the Atlanta Falcons, the Washington Commanders, or the Baltimore Ravens?
That would be the Commanders. They put up 42 on the Cardinals. I watched that entire game, too, because Kyler Murray's my fantasy quarterback and was a huge disappointment.
I would just say this now. At this point, Tausch wanted story time during trivia, and he's getting it. He's two for two.
This good is work. Like that movie Slumdog Millionaire. It's the same thing.
Great
very
movie.
Very similar. Great movie. Yeah, it is a great movie.
No, it is. He's going through. He's getting the questions right because he experienced what happened. Uh-huh. Let's see if he did this.
Yep.
The Mets and Braves play a very, very, very significant doubleheader today to close out the Major League Baseball regular season. If the Mets win both games, which opponent will the Brewers face in their NL?
The Arizona Diamondbacks, and that better not happen. If either team sweeps today, we play the Diamondbacks. We need one of the teams to win the first game and the other team to win the second game. If we want to face the Mets. We don't want to face the Diamondbacks.
What are we, scared of snakes? What are we doing here?
Yes.
Scared of snakes.
They swept us last year 2-0 and took us out of the playoffs. We can beat the Mets. Look what we just did to them.
I don't like Mike's line of thinking. I'm scared of everybody, which is right where I want to be. I'm scared of the Braves because they've been there before and they bounced us. I'm scared of the Mets because it's David Stearns and...
Play the Braves, though, until the championship
series. I'm scared of the Phillies. I'm scared of the Dodgers. I'm scared of the Detroit Tigers. I'm scared of everybody, which
You're
is
scared
perfect.
Of the Detroit Tigers?
They're hot, Jason. Have you seen these Tigers? Rawr. They're hot.
I'm sorry. Rawr?
Yeah, Tiger.
Okay. Mike, I thought you coached up Jesse when you guys had lunch. Maybe he's forgetting some of your lessons that you taught him, so maybe another lunch is in order. But
that was dinner. We had dinner. I'd love to have lunch, too.
Don't you dare try to weasel a lunch out of me after we got dinner already.
Well, maybe Mike will treat.
Mike. Jesse, you're not eating anymore, so you'd be a cheap date, right?
I am eating. It's just a lot of salads and cabbage, Mike.
Well done.
Salads and cabbage are cheap.
Mike, you got three right. That means you got four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
I love you guys.
He is high energy. I don't know what it's like to go to a wedding where he's DJing, but he's got a lot of energy. I respect it. All right. That's it for trivia. Jesse,
I don't want to tell Jeff and Monroe and Craig and the whole team.
Craig Thompson. Yes.
How to operate. I just want to ask who's paying for it.
Uh-huh.
But a couple of different options here from the Wildy and Tausch crew.
We got our Save the Date card, which they look. It's a really great photo that they chose. I am curious. I don't know where the location is, so I don't know if Mike, the wedding DJ, if he goes all over the state or if he kind of concentrates in the Madison area so he can be close to Jesse or what. But...
I just love the fact that you're going to travel further to go to their wedding than you would have to go to Jesse's, and it's a real slap to Jesse. Again, Jesse, he won't tell you this, but it's a real slap to Jesse. It's fair, right?
Yeah,
Jesse,
you know
he's
going
to probably drive double, maybe triple the amount of time to go to this wedding, but not to go to yours.
Yeah, you know the other difference?
Mm-hmm.
Girls are invited.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie and Sid are going. So, and we like Carrie a lot more than we like Jesse. All right, that's it for trivia. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
J. Jesse, I'm sorry if I was harsh about my not attending your wedding. I stand by everything I said.
Took you 4 years.
Your camera angle sucks, by the way. We've got mostly the wall.
I'll move back here. Hey!
Time now for Won't Ellie.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
NFL weekend roundup here in Whoa, Nelly. The Chicago Bears defeat the Los Angeles Rams 24-18 in what, by all accounts, I didn't watch any of it, but it sounded like it was a pretty ugly football game. The Bears have the same record as the Packers. Fool's gold, or is what it is, Tausch?
It is what it is. I think the Bears are going to continue to struggle offensively. And we've seen a lot of that already. But I think they're going to get better as their season goes, too. They do have talent. I still believe that they're going to fall short of being a playoff team. And the fact that Minnesota has kind of elevated itself is going to make for a really interesting division. And the Bears are going to, I think, end up being dead last in this and continue to, you know, they get one more pick from Carolina. Probably end up with a new staff, and they're just going to continue on this little hamster wheel. Their offense isn't very good.
Nope.
And their defense is always, they are who they are. And they hope that Caleb Williams will eventually become, but I'm guessing, and I'll make a, and I don't know if, what else you have in your rundown here. By midseason, you're already hearing rumblings. I gave you a little tidbit last week. Jaden Daniels looks really, really good.
Yeah, he played well again, no doubt.
Did we screw up? Did we not do? Did we Trubisky this thing? You're going to start. If Jaden Daniels continues on this path, that conversation is going to keep getting louder and louder, and that will continue to just haunt Bears fans. So we'll see. But I think this is an average to below average football team as they sit here right now.
If the Detroit Lions win tonight against Seattle, they will be 3-1. The Vikings 4-0. That means the Packers and the Bears will be tied for last place in the division. A lot of ball game left, though. 13 more weeks in the season. I don't think it's anything more than it is what it is. Whoa, Nelly!
Whoa, Nelly!
The Denver Broncos and Bo Nix got a 10-9 win yesterday. And if we thought the Bears-Rams game was ugly, this one was uglier. The Broncos defeat Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Jets are also 2-2, just like the Green Bay Packers. Heard Robert Saleh meeting with the media afterwards. He sounds like somebody who feels like he's going to be on thin ice by season's end. Do you think this gets off the rails for the Jets, or do they keep it on the tracks and become a playoff team, Tausch?
He's already on thin ice. I think he's got to start worrying about when this breaks, how do I go get oxygen? I think that's what he needs to start looking at. The Aaron Rodgers not real pleased with Robert Saleh for the minicamp fiasco back in the day, and now talking about cadence. Talking about cadence. Aaron Rodgers, you want to irritate Aaron Rodgers. You can hit on a number of off-the-field things, and you'll get him irritated. But on the field, talk about cadence and getting 12 men on the field and being able to get guys to jump and get free plays. He lives for that stuff. And for Robert Saleh to not understand and know that and to question that and say maybe we dial that back, Aaron let his, I guess, frustration both – you saw the picture of him with a towel over his head after they missed the kick. And you also heard him after the game basically saying, oh, we could just hold guys accountable.
So
you could not be more judgmental of your coach than that.
So the Jets had 5 false start penalties in the game yesterday. They had 1 coming into the game. And afterward, and I'm quoting now from Saleh in his post game, We got to figure it out whether or not we're good enough or ready to handle all the cadence. Cadence had not been an issue all camp. Felt like our operation had been operating pretty good. Obviously, today was a major step back.
Woof.
Now, Rogers was told of his comment and responded with, "That's one way to do it. The other way is to hold them accountable. I mean, we haven't had an issue. We've had one false start. Morgan Moses had one false start, I believe, until this. It is a weapon. We use it every day in practice. We rarely have a false start. And to have five today, yeah, it seems like an outlier. I don't know if we need mass changes based on an outlier game." And then Robert Saleh this morning, backtracking in his Monday press conference, "We're always going to push the envelope with cadence, always, but with regards to the operation, getting in a blah, blah, blah." Tausch, have we now reached the point where, much like Aaron with Mike McCarthy, much like Aaron maybe at times with Matt LaFleur, he doesn't like Robert Saleh either? He had that pushing of the hug away. Now we've got this. What do you make of it?
I told you in during that whole mini camp thing that you know Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to let stuff go.
No.
They did. There was an unforced error by all sides, and this was a team that needed to be 3-1 or 4-0 to get started. They're not. I still think there'll be. It's a boom or bust operation. Yesterday's obviously a bust, so we'll see. But I think it's going to be tough sledding. And I don't think right now, the hot seat rankings, power rank the hot seats of coaches.
Ooh.
Doug Peterson.
Another good one.
They're 0-4.
I'm putting Saleh ahead of Peterson. And then McCarthy third.
Mike McCarthy's third?
Yep.
Okay.
That's where my power. Then the dude from the Giants, but I think he'll make it through the whole season.
Dable.
The heavy set fellow that got skinny. He'd be up there. But those are your three.
Jesse Nelson?
Me?
Jesse was never really heavy set. He was bigger.
I understand. But if you've been hearing the ads.
Perception is everything, I suppose.
That's it for Woe Nelly and for Power Ranking the Hot Seats. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Tausch, I'm going to read a list of names.
All right.
I love reading. Randy Bullock. Riley Patterson. Brett Maher. Chad Ryland. Matthew Wright. And Anders Carlson. That is the list compiled by Bill Huber of Sports Illustrated of the best available free agent kickers currently as we stand. And the fact that the guy you moved on from is on the list means that it ain't a great list. You sticking with Narv Dog for at least another week, or are you ready to trade your hand at something else?
No, I'm moving on. I think you've given him opportunity. It doesn't mean he can't reboot and find his way back, but you don't trust him. You don't trust you don't trust NFL players. You don't put them on the field. You don't trust kickers. You end up doing things that you normally wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So for as much as I think you wanted to have him, you were hoping that he would turn out to be the guy that you wanted him to be. He's not there now. And this is a win-now league, and this team is good enough to win now. And people are saying that yesterday, well, you make those two kicks, you win. The math adds up.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it would have happened that way, but I think from a team standpoint, he does not have the same history that Mason Crosby had when he struggled in 2012.
True.
So I think you look at this and you say, we need to do something different. And hopefully something different is something better.
We will talk to Matt LaFleur at 3 o'clock today. We will get an update, hopefully, unless he purposely avoids Flea and Nate Weir, on Christian Watson's status, on Devontae Wyatt's status. But I have an inkling after seeing Wyatt leave in a boot with crutches that it might be a while for him as well.
Is that when you're hanging out in the corner?
I was hanging out on the street corner, you know, singing like Frankie Valli underneath the street lamp. All right, that's it for us today. Loved the great calls. Loved all the less than negative mentality about this team. We'll see what they do against the Rams in Tausch's native California next Sunday. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.